KCRW sponsors include Searchlight Pictures, presenting the new movie, The Greatest Hits. Music takes us places. What if it could literally take you back in time? The Greatest Hits is a hypnotic journey through the connection between love, music, and memory. Now streaming on Hulu.
This is Rob Long with Martini Shot on KCRW. Television scripts, at least the ones that are funny or are supposed to be funny, are written mostly by a group of writers. One writer will write the first draft, of course, but that's after days and days of working out the story and coming up with act breaks and a lot of group collaboration. And eventually that writer will take home a pile of notes and shape it all into a script, and that writer will get the screen credit and the script fee, but it's still all mostly a group effort. Now, I've seen writers pump the air in triumph after winning an Emmy, tearfully accepting an award for a script that I knew, if not firsthand, then very, very close to second or third hand, was entirely different from the script they turned in. In one case I could mention, the only thing the writer holding the award could claim as his own was his name on the title page. But it all evens out in the end. I mean, I've done my share of rewriting, and I've been rewritten, too. You can't get too worked up about it, or you can, but if you do, you should be in another line of business. As the weirdly snorting Lee Strasberg says in Godfather 2, this is the business we chose. But see, that's when a script is just getting started. When it's in production, it's a free-for-all. In the kind of comedy that I do, there are three major run-throughs of a show during the week, which means three shots at rewriting the script to make it better, or at least different. But by the second or third day, it's hard to laugh at a joke that you've heard 10 times already, so that's when the second guessing starts in. Is this funny? Was it ever funny? Does it ever make sense? And then someone on staff will say, oh yeah, it's funny, you just heard it too much. But then I'll say, and usually it's me, by the way, because I'm incapable of not heading to the darker outcomes of anything, maybe that's the problem. Maybe we've seen it so much we just think it's funny. Maybe when the audience comes in and sees it for the first time, they'll let us know just how unfunny it is by sitting in silence, glumly. No, 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 some writer on staff will say, it's funny, they'll laugh. Really, I ask? Really, they say. Do you want to take out joke insurance, I ask? And that's really the crucial question. Is the writer so confident in the material that he or she is willing to state publicly to a room full of colleagues that this material will absolutely, without fail, kill? Because that's what it's all about. If you're totally confident in the material, there's no reason to rejigger it. If you know it works, despite a lackluster performance at run-through, despite having heard it so often the spark has been stamped out, well, then we'll leave it as it is. I will take out joke insurance on that, the writer on staff will say confidently, and then we move on with a rewrite. Now, it doesn't make sense, of course. People who take out insurance are hedging against fire and theft and floods and car crashes and death itself. Insurance is what you need when you think disaster is possible, even likely. But in the TV world, when you take out joke insurance, you're saying, this material is going to work, trust me. And if it doesn't, everyone on staff can blame me. And that's what's really at stake, scapegoathood. Because though we all share the work, we divvy up the credit. And if we divvy up the credit, we also have to divvy up the blame. But there's no mechanism for that. There's no place on the credit crawl to have someone listed as joke insurance casualty or anything like that. And despite how the Emmys are organized, well, there really should be that category for the brave writer who assures the rest of us that this material is going to work. And that's it for this week. Next week, we disengage. For KCRW, this is Rob Long.